Just imagine, for a moment, just imagine a merchant. I'm not talking about a normal retailer here. I'm talking about a specialist in finding and discovering the most beautiful and finest pearls around the world. One who travels by ship across the world, looking not for cultured pearls, but real, genuine gemstones from the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, and the Indian Ocean. And when the merchant finds these pearls, he sells them to retailers and he makes a fortune. The merchant is undoubtedly a rich man who doesn't hesitate to exchange and receive large sums of money. Now, just imagine that this merchant finds a pearl of great value. It's precious. It's one of the most beautiful and largest pearls he had ever seen. He leaves the seller of this pearl so that he can liquidate all his assets down to the very last penny. He sells everything he has and he rushes back to buy the incredible pearl that enchanted him. Jesus says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything and bought it. Everything he had and he bought it. This is the kingdom. What does this mean for my life? Well, for one, the kingdom of God is the whole message of Jesus Christ. This story that Jesus tells in these two simple verses directs us to the one thing Jesus came to teach. One thing that Jesus came to share, one thing that Jesus came to invite us to receive and to live into. The kingdom of God. Just a story. One day there was a theology student who had just finished their studies. They're busy with their last oral exam. And the teacher asks, so what is the main message of Jesus? And the student replies, forgiveness of sins. And the teacher says, that's part of it. But what's the main message of Jesus? So the student has another go. He says, love. And the teacher shakes his head. The student starts doubting himself, guesses again. Peace on earth. The teacher shakes his head again. The student has a few more goes and until he gives up. He says, I don't know. And the teacher asks him, he says, how do you want to be a preacher, a theologian, but you don't know what the main message of Jesus is? Never, ever forget that the message of Jesus Christ is the availability of God's kingdom here and now. It is the message that Jesus lived, taught, and shared, and that is that the kingdom of God is available here and now. Do you remember that this was Jesus' first sermon? Do you remember when he said, repent, the time has come, the kingdom is here? This means that God is available to every person through the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remember today what this means. God is available to you now, no matter who you are, or where you come from, or what background you have, or what whatever messes you've made in your life, God's living presence is available. God is accessible to you. This is the kingdom of God. Now, most of us face a great struggle in life. The struggle is that our life can be in the kingdom of self. It's the kingdom where I have control of my life. And I look for the foundations of the kingdom. I want to build the kingdom, strengthen the kingdom. And I turn to possessions and positions and people to help me build my kingdom. We work for it, we search for it, and we go werk eet en slaap, as we say in Afrikaans. But at the end of the day, we sit with empty hands, empty hearts, and empty lives. You see, because there's a part of us created for another kingdom, and it is the kingdom that Jesus says is here. It is a kingdom that we don't have to create, that we don't have to lay foundations for, that we don't have to work for, because it is eternal. It is already there, and it is unshakable. And it is one that is available for us here and now. You don't have to earn it because it is a gift. It is a grace for you to receive when you start living with Jesus Christ. It's not something we have to wait for. It's not something that we need to look forward to that'll come one day. Something that we're only going to experience later. We receive it here and now. We are receiving it at this moment. Look at what the Hebrews writer says. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. We are receiving this unshakable kingdom of God. This is the message of Jesus. And in these short two verses, he tries to capture our imagination about this kingdom, about this life with God. And he says, this kingdom is like a merchant. And there's a very important word that I want to invite you to notice in this story. He says it is a merchant looking for, searching for something very precious. You see, a merchant knows what he or she is looking for. They know what has value, what is of value. And here's the story of someone who goes all over the world looking for that one thing. He knows what he's looking for and he finds it. Are you aware that you are a seeker? I am a seeker. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in your life? In my life, some ideas that came up, what I'm looking for. Well, I spend so much of my life trying to find that pull. If only I can get that job, if only I can get that life partner, if only I can buy that car, if only I could have children, if only I could pay off my house, if only I could retire. Do one of those sentences speak to you? You think that that's the pull? We long for love. We long for intimacy. We long for friendship. We chase admiration, success, be a celebrity. We want to be seen. We want to be known. We want to be noticed. We strive for health and beauty of our body because we want to leave a mark in this life. But when you find it, you realize this isn't the pull that I'm looking for. U2 sings that very popular song, I haven't found what I'm looking for, because that's not the pull. Jesus says, Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. Your heart is directed to pulls that will not fulfill this looking. You will not find what you are looking for if you think that is it. Seeking for the kingdom of God means that the direction of my heart changes. The center of gravity in my life shifts. And I set my heart first on God's kingdom. In plain, simple English, I put God first. I desire Him with everything in me. This merchant knew what he was looking for, and he looked until he found it. The emphasis is not on an accidental find, but on the fulfillment of an intentional search. Here, the discovery of the kingdom is not accidental. It is the fruit of a long search. And the merchant is so filled by the joy of what he has discovered that he's in focus on what he has to give up to get this pull. You see, there's only one who can silence the deepest quest search within us. Paul says, God, it is God who will meet all your needs. Our deepest search is towards Him. And you know what? When you get it, you will know. Once you've tasted it, then you'll know. This is what I was looking for. And I will give anything to obtain it, to keep it. I will not look for anything else. Jesus said so many times, if you seek, you will find. If you seek the kingdom of God, you will find it. If your deepest desire is to find God, you will find Him. You will. What are you looking for? Just before the story, this parable, Jesus is asked, why do you speak in parables? And he says, well, for this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and they might hear with their ears and understand with their hearts. And then they would turn and I would heal them. Jesus wants us to see. And the reason for our inability to see is the rejection of this kingdom, rejection of God, rejection of Jesus. You see, the person who owns the pull knows what the pull is worth. The merchant has eyes to see the worth of the pull. He has insight. Others had walked past this pull. It had meant nothing to them, but he is willing to pay the price. He realizes that this pull is going to cost him everything he has. But he's so excited. He's so happy because he gets this pull of great value and he's willing to leave everything in his life for this beauty. It's like these antique shows. I don't know if you've watched them. Most of them set in England, so I think those are the gurus. It's usually about this person who had bought a little trinket or something in an old antique shop on the corner of where they stay, or they've found this little something in their grandma's cupboard, hidden behind stuff, you know. Always a clutter story somewhere in there. Or they had bought it for £10 at this old shop. And then they say, you know what? I think this must be worth something more. Now, the more I look at it, the more I see this isn't just something that needs to be hidden in the cupboard. And then these people would look at it. They know the worth of stuff. And they would say, oh my goodness, you're right. This thing is worth £1,000. You see, this person saw something in that piece that no one else saw. If you find a treasure, if you see it for what it is, you won't want to lose it again. Now, this parable, it comes and it invites us to become aware of how we see, how we look at our life. Do you realize that God gives you pulls every single day that invites you into the kingdom of God, invites you to experience, invites you to see. Do you see it? Do you notice the poles? Do you see the treasures that He gives you on your journey so that you can experience and live in the kingdom of God here and now? Do you see the pulls that remind you, hey, I'm accessible to you? You see, this is the life with God. I start seeing His glory. I start seeing His presence. That's the treasure He gives us. And we're invited to see and receive it. Paul prays in Colossians 1, he prays and he says, I pray for enlightened eyes. One of the older translations says that you will be enlightened. I pray that your eyes will be opened because you are sleeping. I pray that you will wake up and that you will see what the will of God is for you. You've been lulled to sleep by your ambitions. We've been put to sleep by our urgent needs and desires to get a hold of things, to maintain a certain standard of living, to be able to have certain experiences in life. We've been lulled into sleep by our self-indulgence, our laziness, our comfort. And we think that this is life. You are looking for stones. Start looking for the pulls. It is time to see. It's one thing to admire it. It's one thing to look at this pull and say, oh, isn't it wonderful? It's another thing to surrender, to receive it, to accept it. John says, to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gives, and He gives. That's what faith is. To all who believes in Him, to all who receive Him, He gives. Receive what He's giving you. He's inviting you to receive the kingdom of God, inviting you to receive the pulls that He's giving you along the way. I have a friend that I meet with weekly, and we have some spiritual conversations. And about a month or so ago, she comes and she says, oh, I stumbled across this parable of Jesus. It's hidden in between other stories of the kingdom of God, but this one really spoke to me, this image of a pearl. And Melissa, I realized in the busyness of life, in the desires that I want to fulfill, in the illusion of control that I have in my life, I'm trying to culture these pulls, cultivate them. I want to grow my own little pulls, but that is not the real thing. And I experience how God is inviting me to find the pulls that He's giving me in my life every single day. It's in the relationship with my children. It's in my marriage. It's at my workplace. It's in my life. And God comes to me disguised as my life. That's one of my favorite quotes. God comes to you disguised as your life. God is inviting you to see the pulls that He is giving you every single day to say, hey, it's here. Look, see. I want to close today by leaving you with this thought. Turn the story around. Jesus invited us to follow Him, follow me. And if we follow Him, it means that He not only tells the story, He's lived the story. So just imagine Jesus is the merchant. God is the merchant who sees. He's the one looking for this pearl. And you are the pearl of great price. You are the one that He is looking for and that He will give everything for. In the words of the prophet Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord says to each one of us, he says to you, you are my precious. You are precious in my eyes. I've given kingdoms for you. I've exchanged kingdoms for you because you are precious to me. You are important to me and I love you. The Lord searches for us. He's looking for you. And when he finds us, he decides, I'm going to give everything, everything for you. He gives up everything so that we can receive this kingdom. Just let that sink in. God has given up everything so that we can be part of his kingdom here and now. He sacrifices his divinity. He empties himself. He sacrifices his kingdom to enter into our kingdom. He becomes human and he pays the price with his life so that we can find and see and receive the kingdom, the life with him. God says, I looked for you even before you looked for me. I called you even before you called to me. I discovered you even before you discovered me. I gave my life for you so that you can be with me, so that we can live in this kingdom here and now. Isn't that wonderful news? That is the main message of Jesus. We listen to this song, Give Me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Maybe that we can end today with that prayer in our hearts. I want to invite you to place your hands on your lap in an open position. Maybe today you realize, I've never ever prayed this prayer before. This is going to be the first time that I ask, Lord, give me Jesus. I want to invite you just at your own time, in your own words, Lord, give me Jesus. Give me this kingdom. Give me this life with you. Give me Jesus. Maybe you have prayed this prayer before. But life is just the hustle and bustle, the busyness, the searching for. It's really just redirected your heart a bit. And today you want to redirect back and ask, just give me Jesus again. Lord, just turn my heart back towards your kingdom. I've been focused so much on the kingdom of myself. I want to turn to you. Just say those words, give me Jesus. Maybe you've been praying this prayer for such a long time. Melissa, I'm praying it every single day. You have no idea. I ask this and it feels like I'm not receiving. Well, hold on. Keep on. The merchant gave everything for this poor. Just pray that once more. Give me Jesus. Hold on. Keep on praying that prayer. Give me Jesus. Maybe just lift your hands after you've prayed that as a symbol of receiving. Jesus invites us to receive this kingdom, this gift of the kingdom of God. Receive the pull. Receive that he has looked and searched for you. He paid the price. Just receive that. I receive you, Jesus. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace, your love, your life. Give us Jesus. Forgive us. Forgive us that our hearts sometimes turn to the kingdoms, the kingdom of self, the kingdom of this world. We long for your kingdom, God. Have mercy on us. And during this week, Lord, remind us. Open our eyes, enlighten our eyes so that we can see the pulls that you keep sending into my life every day to remind me I'm here, I'm accessible, I'm here. Thank you for this gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us again today. If you'd like someone to pray this prayer with you, or you want to speak to someone, maybe this was your first time praying this prayer and you just need some input about your next steps, please contact us at pastoral@mosaic.com or the pastoral line number will be on your screen. Receive the blessing, the love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship, the friendship, the presence of the Holy Spirit remain with us all here and now. Amen.